We spill over into the world, and the world spills over into us. Robin Wall Kimmerer, Braiding Sweetgrass.
Lori Hi-Guy lives and writes in South Whitley, Indiana. She has a Bachelor of Arts in English Writing from Indiana University, Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Her chapbook, The Universe of Beaver Lake, was published by Finishing Line Press. Her poetry has appeared in the Dandelion Review and Confluence Literary Magazine. Lori joins us remotely via Zoom. Welcome to The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubin-Estorsi. Lori, what poems have you brought for us?
The Voice. So like the trestles in the river flowing beneath them, the gravel road weary of shards stabbed into its back, dawn spreads its moonlight legs and gleams with foggy sunlight above moths and butterflies. I call to me those gone to bathtubs, young corpses, stars ripped out of a universe only alive to the dead, and those in trees by the river too far from home. I call the blizzards and freezing rain, lightning, thunder, wind, strong currents, heat waves. I call the blood of fish and drumsticks. I call the pools of blood from straight razors. I call the friends and the friendly. I call the sane and insane. I call teachers. I call drummers. I call cooks, engineers, students, bikers, drug dealers. I call the stilled heart. I call the one I've lost. I call the one I've lost. I call the one I've lost. The hazy morning sits cross-legged on the corner of my bed. The moths and butterflies dance around me. The first a polka, the last a salsa. The young corpses fidget at my voice. The stars ripped down pulsate with glow. Those in trees by the river too far from home jump down and fly like a sparrow, sing at my window, safe with the sound of my voice, home. Blizzards wrap around my hair. Freezing rain, if it is possible, hollows my eye. Lightning loses light under my thumb. Thunder, if it is possible, quiets itself. I receive amazing embraces from the wind. The strong currents carry me home. The heat waves do not drench me, but cool my reddened face. The blood of fish comforts me with its glimmer. The blood of drumsticks dance for me. The pools of straight razor blood cleanse me. Friends and the friendly come back to hear me. Friends reconsider at my voice. The sane and insane listen to me and cooperate. The first reluctantly, the last wholeheartedly. The teachers leave their classrooms and claim that I may lead their teachings. The drummers sing to me. The cooks save children, save my voice, save my name. The engineers calculate with my fingertips. The students can't wrap their heads around what I say. The bikers stop on the side of the road and let my voice proceed. The drug dealers cry and leave the country. The stilled heart beats when I call. The one I've lost cannot hear me. The one I've lost does not come home. The one I've lost cannot answer. This is yours. I am sitting here trying to remember all the places where I've written poetry. Have I left something in each one? A blessing of words, delicately strung like beads on a wire? Other visitors wear it, not knowing what it is, but they can feel it on their ankle. That glittering residue, visible only when the black of the new moon hits the floor just right. Still, what of the places I've read poetry aloud? Any poetry, not only my own. Does my voice add to the night sounds there? The cricket, bullfrog, a low, nervous female sound shaking pink-white petals from the magnolia branch to the shimmering spring dirt. The places I've listened to others' poetry, usually dimly lit rooms peppered with white string lights to celebrate the gift of voice that trickles into my wanting ear and steeps into my mind, bring galaxies of inspiration to later flow from my pen. I'll leave this here. This is yours. Mixing with the quiet, with no sound but our fire crackling, the bullfrogs on Little Beaver Lake, this non-quiet that is as silent as the cathedral on Monday afternoon, the religious experience we feel as the energy flows through your arm, about my shoulder, and into my stomach as you point out shooting stars whose flight we hear as streaming constellations in our bones, mixing with the quiet. After years of regular strangers, tonight I know you more than anyone.
You have been listening to the poems of Lori Hi-Guy on The Poet's Weave. I'm Romaine Rubinus-Dorsey.